here to talk about Timberland. We're going to bring our good buddy, Mr. Chuck Sailstrom, on the phone with us as well. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. How's things?
Doing great. Rhonda's here as well.
Good morning, Chuck.
Hello, Rhonda. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, Chuck, we're ready to rock and roll. You and Jim and company for Timberland going to be in town tomorrow, aren't you?
We are going to be at Kiplinger Arena tomorrow night. Yeah, absolutely. We are so pumped about this. This has been a project that Jim started about almost a year ago, and he and Mark Graff and Matt and a number of folks out there have put this show together. We are so pleased. You know, I was thinking real quickly that you know, photographers throughout the state have been the one that has recorded history, and if we think about that. Think of those photos of the flood that came through when the Republican River overflowed, you know, and Tor Olson did a really amazing job of capturing McCook during that time frame, and so this is going to be a great way to pay tribute to Tor and the work that he did, this project that they're funding will be a wonderful thing. So besides the show, besides the music. It's a good cause, and we sure hope people will take advantage of. Even if they don't care for the music, come out for the food trucks and the beer garden, and have a really good time.
Rhonda, the music's going to be good.
It is.
The food's going to be good. And it's talking about a little food as well tomorrow, is that right?
We do. We've got two food trucks lined up to come up there. So, you know, you can make an evening of it, of dinner and drinks. So, didn't put me on the spot on for what the food trucks are. And then I know Nick's Distribution is doing the beer garden. So do come up. I had somebody yesterday asking about seating for the concert. We will have bleachers that are going to be set up for the concert. It'll be tomorrow night. You know, doors open at 6 and then the concert starts at 7. So we do have bleachers. But if you want to bring a chair, because it is in the arena, you'll be sitting. It'll be packed. I'm sure Giles and those guys are doing a great job up there of getting it ready, but do feel free to bring a chair. But I'm sure people are going to be standing right there at the stage, you know, cheering like with a mosh pit or something. So I'm sure Chuck is ready for this. Are you not?
Chuck, have you ever played and had a mosh pit at one of your shows ever?
I haven't. All I was visually these walkers, you know, people slamming walkers at each other. I don't see our audience being a mosh group, but you know, God only knows in this day and age what could be. I want video if it happens.
Oh, I'm sure somebody will be taking video, Chuck. I'm sure of it. No question about it. Now, Chuck, as you talk to me, and I know Jim talked to me as well, you're at McCook's a couple of different venues here over the course of next couple of weeks you're playing. Is that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're going to do Thursday night in McCook. Friday, we're doing a show in Kearney. And then Saturday, we're taking the day off because the Huskers are playing, so we're going to be watching that. And then Sunday, a matinee show in Wood River. On Monday night, we're playing in Central City. And we'll finish up on Tuesday night in Lincoln. So we're working our way across the state.
Rhonda, could you talk to us more about the concert and the proceeds and how it's all working? Of course, our very own Holly Olson's works just down the hall from us. And this is in honor of her husband Tor, who is missed dearly by many. Tell us a little bit of how as far as proceeds, stuff like that.
Yeah, this came about, you know, and Chuck mentioned this has been a great committee. Mark Graff stepped up and brought this to fruition, and then Matt Sainert and Dale Dooland and a lot of others that have been working to bring this concert to honor Tor Olson, who passed away earlier this year. He had a lot of interests. Tor was a man of many, many hobbies and an expert in a lot of things from beer to flowers. And so we wanted to honor Tor's legacy. So this is the Tor Olson Legacy Concert. And kudos to Timberline. You know, they've been great to work with to help honor Tor's memory. So thanks to a lot of great sponsors. I could list them all. I mean, and from DaVinci Motors to Graff Charitable to Sainert's, M&B Bank have stepped up. And so they're covering all the costs for this concert. So any tickets that people buy are going to go toward a project in Tor's name. So, we've also said, if you can't make it, and Chuck hit on this, if you can't make it but still want to make a donation, you can still do that. Go down to M&B Bank or to Sainert's, or we have an online setup for it too. We don't know what that project is going to be. We're really, you know, going to work with Holly, and we're going to work with the community and see what will make a lasting impact on McCook in Tor's name. So it's just been really cool to see the community come together for this, and we do hope that there's something. So this doesn't end by any means tomorrow night with the concert. We'll still be talking about this for a while because we do want to get something together for this. So
tickets are still available?
You can go down to M&B Bank or Sainert's Bakery. You can also still go online to jimsallstrom.com to order those online. You can get them at the door, but they are $5 more. So you know, make the commitment and go buy those. Or you know what? If you can't go, but you know, we want to have a great crowd. We want to have a great evening. We want to raise proceeds, but we also want to have a fun night. So if you can't go, buy some, you know, you could buy some tickets and give them to somebody and have them go too. So we want to have people out there and having fun. And, you know, we're in the Alice building, so you can spread out if that's a concern. You know, we're not packing everybody into a small location. So you can go get those today and make plans for tomorrow night for music, dinner, and drinks.
So give us one more thing about the chairs, seating.
If you want to bring chairs, like I said, Giles is supposed to be bringing in, they're going to be moving in the bleachers into the Alice building. You know, so everything's there. You know, it's a great facility that we've got. You know, we'll have the stage set up and bleachers, and you can bring in chairs, though, if you want to, or you can stand the whole time. And but you'll have food, there's restrooms, just about everything. So, and hopefully, I think it's going to be cooled off tomorrow night. So hopefully, even inside, it's going to be beautiful. So,
Chuck, you and Jim have got the vocal cords all warmed up and ready to go for tomorrow, right?
I'll tell you what, I've actually been practicing, you know, and it takes an awful lot for me to do that. I texted Jim, told him that we had landed in Omaha yesterday and are in Grand Island right now and are headed to McCook here just relatively short order. And I emailed Jim, said, we got first leg done, we're in Grand Island. He said, I'm leaving here in about an hour and a half. So we're all converging on McCook to get our act together and make sure that we still know what we're doing. 3 weeks ago, we did a little Colorado show and did some shows out there, and it all kind of fell back together again. So we're really looking forward to this. It's going to be a really great time.
Do you believe you guys are going to be in studio tomorrow, or try to at this time tomorrow morning? Is that right, Chuck?
If I can get him up, we'll get him there. We'll have to see. But that's the plan anyway.
So the Stelstrom brothers growing up, Chuck always the early bird, Jim always slept till noon. Is that right? And that still goes today?
I'm not real sure. I'm going to just plead the fifth on that completely.
No problem, no problem, Chuck. It's going to be a great time, sir. Hey, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you coming up tomorrow.
And thank you, Rich, and thanks to everybody in the community of McCook for coming together to make this this legacy to Tor Olson a reality. And Rhonda, it's good to see you. To hear from you.
We'll see you tonight.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. We'll talk to you then.